Liebe Zuschauer, liebe
Dear viewers, dear listeners, a very warm welcome to the 9th program in our series entitled The Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit. We will continue to read for you, for all of us, from the book with the same title and topic. It is a cosmic work of teaching and learning from the School of Divine Wisdom that was compiled from roundtable discussions with Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God during our time. At the beginning of our program today, we remember some of the sentences from the foreword of this book, which entrusted us with the significance of this topic for us human beings. To experience and grasp the unity of creation, that everything, from the smallest to the largest, originate from a cosmic order which has its origin in the all-intelligence God, is the greatest evolutionary step that man is capable of. This is the foundation for all peaceful development in the life of the individual, as well as that of the whole family of mankind, in the life with animals and plants, with all of nature, and in the relationship to all being. Dear fellow people, that is a goal that is worth striving for, and today we will learn more about it, how we can open up the all-unity again in ourselves. For this, we will continue reading in our book on this program. We learn to first fashion the great garden of Eden in ourselves.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, join us in first fashioning the great Garden of Eden in ourselves. The world of animals and plants and the entire world of minerals belong to us and are, as stated, as essence, as the source of life in the very basis of our soul. Let us let it become in us, on earth as it is in heaven. All of God's creatures, all living beings, all animals, the nature kingdoms, all being, want to live in harmony with us human beings. They are in the all stream, in the mighty workings of creation of their Creator, in the further development of God's all-wise cradle of drawing, that is, creating.
Machen Sie mit.
Join us in respecting and cherishing life. Join us in growing closer to the core of being in our soul, in the awareness that the All-One is in us and in all living beings and life forms of nature. A sentence to remember, which could determine our daily life. The nature kingdoms, all the animals from God's breath, on, in, and over the earth, as well as the animals in the oceans and waters, belong to us human beings. God, our Heavenly Father, is the All-Unity. He is the speaking God in His creation and also in us, in our core of being, in our soul. We become aware that all living beings and life forms, the creatures from God, sense and feel the human beings. Just as us human beings, animals live in picture sequences. They don't think. They let the picture emerge in their animal consciousness. In relation to us human beings, they first make a picture for themselves, a scent picture.
Lernen Sie mit uns.
Learn with us, and don't simply say, that may be, or I can't believe that. It's not the other one who should try out what has been said. We are all asked, every single one of us, to live the day in the awareness that everything, absolutely everything, lives. And so, we learn each day. If you like, begin with yourself. It is a criterion of the eternal life. You are free. You don't have to. According to the eternal law, which, among other things, is freedom, nothing may be forced upon us, not even to have to believe something that can't be proved. This is why we learn to understand and to experience ourselves that our life is unity, and that the life of many animals also takes place in pictures, just like the life of each person. However, they are not sugar-coated or even colored through thoughts. True life is constant communication with the Creator, with God, our Heavenly Father, the All-One, who is the love for God and neighbor.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, learn, let us all learn to look into the world of our thoughts, words, and actions. Only when you think consciously and speak slowly will you notice that your life takes place in pictures, as do your actions. What you perceive in pictures also takes place in you. If you look at the picture sequences consciously, that is, question them, then you will notice very soon what is neutral or what you have colored with your thoughts. Everything is recorded on your life film, like on a film reel. The picture sequences point out who we really are. Our pictures, honestly looked at, let us recognize that this is our character and that it marks our appearance.
As long as we don't change the pictures on our life film toward the positive and the content of our five components accordingly, we will not develop the stamp of our nature, our character, toward the positive either. If we change our picture sequences by filling them with a different content, with kindness and love, then we also change our character profile. We become more charming, friendlier, more sociable, kinder, and more amenable. We people always want proof. We are the proof ourselves. Because when our life film changes toward the positive, when our picture sequences become more light-filled, then this also shows in our facial features and on our whole body. So we ourselves are the proof, and our mirror image shows this to us. To learn means to always first learn on ourselves, to examine the content of our own feelings, sensations, thoughts, and words, as well as our actions, with the question, am I really who I think I am?
Dear fellow people, we continue reading. All living beings and life forms from God's creation are beings of the All Unity. Will you join us? We learn to sense ourselves in order to experience that the mighty Creator God is the giver of life, of all God-created living beings and all life forms. You now no longer go blindly over the earth. You experience that the All-One is the designer and giver of form in His creation. You recognize that every life form, whether animal, plant, or stone, is unique. It is not the spitting image of the same life form, as we say. Why? Because each living being radiates another aspect of consciousness and is also marked accordingly.
Uns Menschen
The institutional churches have brought home to us the so-called heaven, like a Fata Morgana, where God is primarily worshipped and perhaps even praised with songs of hallelujah. We can never convey in detail the seven-dimensional kingdom of God with our words, but each of us can work out for himself what is in the very basis of his soul, the all-life, the love for God and neighbor, the peace and the feeling of the eternal homeland in you, in all of us. The eternal homeland is the kingdom of God, in which the spiritual families form the extended family in God, our Heavenly Father. In the kingdom of God, plants and animals live in unity with the divine beings. The eternal gardens of the being of the kingdom of God know no fences. All structures consist of the primordial substance and are, like everything, weightless. In this connection, we think of the statement of Jesus of Nazareth: "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?"
Einen Platz für euch vorzubereiten.
In den spiritual families, dual pairs, that is, dual parents, live with their children in the heavenly planes in the structures, but everything is unity. Everything is integrated in the extended family of the Father, Mother, God.
Dear fellow people, the question comes again and again: dual pairs, dual parents, and children from the duality. How can that be? In the temporal analog to the kingdom of God, we learn what we perceive in the temporal is analogous to the spiritual kingdom, only it is transformed down light ether, that is, energy, which is burdened and in which many people scrape by in the fall thought, divide, bind, and rule. In the following, an example for better understanding: a good mother in whose body her child develops, to which she gives birth after a certain time, does not ask, "Does it belong to me? Am I the mother?" A faithful good father will not ask if he procreated it, or ask, "Does this newborn belong in our family? And are all other children in the family brothers and sisters of the newborn?" In every good, intact family, it is taken for granted that the mother is the mother of the child, and the father is its procreator. Children belong to the parents, and children in the kingdom of God are with their dual parents, and, as stated, at the same time in the extended family. That is true life. That is link and be. That is without the fall thought, and thus it is eternal life.
The animal and plant beings too, those that live with us human beings as well, belong to the extended family of God. We should see and treat them as such, because they are, like us human beings, beings of the all unity. To learn this brings about inner wealth and a spiritual life in the temporal. According to iron laws, all beings of creation from God that live with us in the temporal, the animals, plants, and the powers of the mineral kingdom, are led back to their primordial form, to their respective state of consciousness in the realm of the pure spiritual being, and are prepared in the divine cradle of creation for further development.
Zur weiteren Entwicklung vorbereitet.
All living forms on, in, and above the earth in the waters and oceans, and we human beings too are merely guests on earth.
Und auch wir Menschen sind nur Gast auf Erden.
Es gibt keine
Nothing happens by chance. Why are so many animal species dying out these days? For one thing, through the terrible living conditions that man has made for them. For another thing, the Creator God is taking in his creatures, the animals, as well as the plant species. The home bringing of the animals and plants says, at the very first, the plants and animals were on the earth, and then human beings. He who has ears to hear, let him hear, and he who believes in God realizes what is taking place in infinity, in the all. We realize and learn from this that what is being done to the animals by human beings in terms of negative and bestial acts is the call from hell of the pagan God. It is the underworld. Anyone who believes in him and fulfills his will enters a grim heritage, because whatever a person sows, he will reap.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, to be able to fashion the great Garden of Eden in ourselves, we ask ourselves, what separates us from the all unity, the communication with the eternal Creator God? We read about it in our book to this program. We learn on ourselves. We are, after all, human beings, so that we make use of the chance of our life on earth to a grand grasp what we are in the very basis of our soul, beings of unity. This is why we want to learn to explore the content of our thoughts, in order to fathom what we have recorded in our life film, and why we hardly hear God, the Creator of all being, who is our Heavenly Father, in the very basis of our soul, and therefore, nor the Creator God in the animals, plants, and minerals either. Where do we stand? And how do we return to our origin, to the all-unity, to God in us? As we continue with our subject, the speaking all-unity, the word of the universal Creator Spirit, the motto is, learn and learn again, for every moment is precious earthly existence.
We heard that every person has his specific life film, which consists of the content of his personal components, of his feeling, sensing, thinking, speaking, and acting. This life film runs unceasingly, because every day, yes, even at every moment, according to the course of his day and with his five components, it's possible that the individual person has an effect on himself and on his fellow man. There is nothing that is not stored in the all. Let us think of the words that Jesus of Nazareth essentially spoke. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
It certainly is worthwhile to think about it. Dear fellow people, everything is stored, and everything is consciousness. Even while sleeping, we experience our consciousness. There is no such thing as nothing, nor while sleeping, either. During the night, while sleeping, we dream. These are mostly indefinable dreams that come from our consciousness and subconscious and from our soul. What we take with us into waking consciousness could tell us something.
Könnte uns etwas sagen.
For dreams come from the various personal inputs of our life film, which may need to be explored in order to draw conclusions as to our wrong behavior from them, so that we, in so far as this can be remedied, become free from what is weighing on our soul.
Von dem, was auf unserer Seele lastet.
As stated, every person records in pictures that correspond to his behavior patterns. Because the content of the life film of each individual differs totally in its imprinting, we rarely understand one another. It's true that we think that we understood our fellow man, and may even nod our understanding, but did we really? Most people have turned away from the all-unity, the all-communication of linking and of being linked with the other one, and have created their small, personal ego world so that the one hardly understands the other, or not at all. Again and again, we hear that man is the microcosm in the coarse material macrocosm. Despite this knowledge, we are lone fighters on the fitness trail of our know-it-allness. With this, we have imprinted our film reel, which again reflects to us what we still are. We have forgotten how to break down the all-unity in us, which is link with the core of being, with the being that is God in all people and in all living beings, in all life forms. Link with all the pure powers, and be in Him, who is eternally the All-One, God.
If we human beings want to return to the All-Unity, in order to learn to understand ourselves and our fellow men, as well as our fellow creatures, the animals, the plants and the mineral kingdoms, all pure powers of the being, of the eternal all cosmos, then again and again this question needs to be answered. What separates me? What still separates us from the life of the all unity? We think, now I have recognized and rectified so much, now I should be immersing in the ocean of life. Hardly thought, and already comes another drop or a whole wave that points out to us what still needs to be cleared up. Please, don't give up. It can only get brighter from day to day.
We learn to accept the filiation attributes of kindness, love, and gentleness, which means to first of all become aware that in God, our Heavenly Father, we are absolutely free sons and daughters of God. We people also call the three filiation attributes patience, love, and mercy, because therein lie the steps to our true origin, to kindness, love, and gentleness. Do not say, that's hard to accept. I am a human being. Do not encumber your earthly existence with such statements. When we people think about the higher ethics and morals more often, then a lot unravels itself as if automatically in the realization, what do I think, what do I say, and who am I actually? Learn, let us learn to live in the One who loves us and whose sons and daughters we are in the very basis of our soul.
The orientation to the true life or the separation from our true being always comes from us, from our storage system, the individual inputs, which are against the law of all unity in many aspects. Why? Because most people listen to the promptings of the pagan gods and still adhere to them today. Since, moreover, they appear again and again with very differing institutional and virtual names. From under their magic hoods, they cleverly preach what is, for instance, against the teaching of the true God and his Son, once in Jesus of Nazareth. Many followers of the pagan cults, now and then also called Baal cult, behave accordingly, and at every moment, every minute, every hour, day after day, store what the false gods lead them to believe, without examining, without weighing or measuring it. These magic hood sermons then become patterns, which go into our behavior patterns. This is then what we think and what we, in turn, utter, or what we keep secret.
Beware! For instance, our nervous system is a direct warning system. It sends signals and gives us indications of what we are and, often unintentionally, what we express instead of rectifying it in time. Mostly, without our thinking, it comes from our film reel or from our momentary uncontrolled behavior, but it comes from us, from our five components of feeling, sensing, thinking, talking, and acting, which we often juggle. In order to find ourselves, who we truly are, what we have input into our data bank, our life film, or are storing anew, the motto is to be alert over and over again so as to observe ourselves. By learning on ourselves, by making ourselves aware of what we are just now thinking and saying, or what we are just now getting upset and angry about, for instance, who triggered a quarrel and how far did we let ourselves be drawn into it, etc., etc., in time, we learn to also see through our fellow man, that is, to recognize him.
The motto is to be alert, because what we emit comes back to us at some time or other. Let it be repeated. Everything, absolutely everything that we think and say, all our actions express themselves in pictures, and this is what we also record in pictures. Each day brings for each of us other incidents, situations, conversations, but also worries and fears, for example, concerning the family, in our circle of friends, at work, doing sports, and so on. We unceasingly store and record things, but we can also learn at every moment. If we question ourselves in the various situations and conversations over and over again, by checking ourselves, for example, what is moving me? What am I reacting to? And how? Why do I speak and act irritably and defensively in certain situations that concern me, above all, when my nervous system tightens up and my pulse beat gets faster?
Through repetitions, we deepen what we have learned. The All-One is the love for God and neighbor, to which the All-Unity belongs, the whole of infinity, all heavenly bodies, all animals, plants, and minerals. The all-encompassing life, which is the All-One, the Creator God, is absolute humility, which bows toward the smallest component and lets it become, grow, and mature in His love, in the cradle of drawing, that is, creating, the spiritual birthing body of His children. The Eternal is with us. He helps and supports us. He calls us and reaches out His hand to us. He, the true humility, is a caring Father, Mother, God, also in relation to us human beings.
We learn, without true humility, no love for God and neighbor, and without love for God and neighbor, no humility, no love and mercy toward our fellow creatures, the animals and plants, nor toward the Mother Earth, the provider of mankind. True humility is freedom, care, and build-up. Egoism is contemptuous of life and destructive. Let us look at ourselves and learn. Whoever wants to, learns to compare his behavior patterns with which man daily juggles to the Ten Commandments of God and the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth in order to figure out whether he is truly humble or rather a self-opinionated egomaniac who toots his own horn day after day.
Another learning step would be, what do the animals and plants want to say to us and teach us? By no means vice versa, what we want to say to the animals and plants. We learn and grasp evermore in ourselves the divine creation does not have intellect, but the all-intelligence. Animals have intelligence because they are in the breath of God. When a person has become humble before the all-life, the all-being, he may well not experience any miracles with his animal brothers and sisters, but he has gained a true friend, a true companion, who is also able to teach him many a thing. It's worth it to make ourselves more aware each day of what a great and all-encompassing life pulsates in us. It is the complete core of being in the very basis of every soul and thus also in the soul of every person, in each one of us.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, there is a lot to learn, and it is worth it. In the next program, we will continue to learn to first fashion in ourselves the great Garden of Eden. Then it will continue rather extensively and concretely in terms of our fellow creatures, the animals, and how we should encounter and deal with them. We learn how the animals perceive us human beings and that they want to say something to us and teach us. Do tune in again if you would like to. Until then, we wish you all the best. Greetings in God and goodbye.